Rob Kershaw, Jam D56, Critical Podcast Review. Beyond the Grid is an official Formula One podcast presented by renowned F1 journalist Tom Clarkson. In this podcast, Tom talks to a multitude of drivers, past and present, as well as influential people within the sport throughout its decorated 70-year history. In this episode particularly, he speaks to Renault driver Daniel Ricciardo about his career in Formula One, his early beginnings, and his father's attempts to get into the sport when he was a child. First off, partly due to F1's partnership with Bose, the sound quality of the podcast is pristine. Barely any background noise can be heard, and the voices of Tom and Daniel are prominent throughout the podcast. Tom gives Daniel a glowing review over the course of the introduction to the podcast and promises the usual vibrant Australian driver that Formula One fans around the world are used to seeing on TV. And that demographic is exactly, of course, what this podcast is aimed at.
As ever, he was in good form, and I hope you enjoy our conversation. There's some absolute gold in here, I promise.
They then go on to speak in detail about the dangers of the sport. The podcast goes into the feelings that a driver goes through when they watch a colleague pass away while competing. Clarkson ensures that these emotions come through in the podcast. He talks to Daniel about the deaths of Jules Bianchi and Antoine Hubert, and Ricciardo speaks about his reaction and the effect it has on him when he gets back into a race car.
I'm pounding around scared or half-heartedly and something happens, you know, that's so much worse than, you know, kind of going for it. And I feel like, I think we all have the passion, you know, all of us start racing for that passion and we all know the risks, but yeah, I think it's silly to change the approach. If anything, go leave it all out there and do it justice and do people around you proud that you did it with the right intentions.
This was a really intriguing insight into how a racing driver goes into a Grand Prix following something so tragic. He readily admits that the fear is still there, but he gives 100% on track, which presents us with the knowledge of just what goes through a driver's head that mentally was explored brilliantly and responsibly by Tom Clarkson. The exciting conversation continues, but it makes you realise that this podcast, if you are not already a Formula One fan, does not extrinsically present itself to the casual listener in the sense of non-racing fans. It relies on the almost prerequisite knowledge of the sport to be able to understand what Daniel and Tom are really talking about. But if you are listening to this podcast, chances are you're an F1 fan anyway, right? They speak here about Ricciardo's move from Red Bull to Renault in 2019 and how the events of the 2018 Azerbaijan Grand Prix moulded this decision.
Because I'm like, guys, I've put all the hard work in, I passed him, and now he's back in front of me. So it's like, surely you're going to let me go this time, because we're not going to have the same result. So I came on the radio and I did then say something. I was like, boys, you know, it didn't work. Like, he's going to let me pass. And I think my engineer just said, no, you're racing Max, which means like no team orders. Like, you've got to do it again. And he's like, get your head down and let's go. And I still believe I've let it go, but I sold him the dummy. So there was enough room originally on the inside. Then, you know, he closed it and then we crashed.
This once again was an inside view of incidents that make us look at them differently to how we did at the time. And while listening, we almost get a revelation of how things came to happen and why. And it all kind of makes sense compared to when we saw them live. What this podcast does do well in terms of reaching out to the more casual listener is explore Daniel's other interests and details his life outside of Formula One. Instead of Daniel the F1 driver, in this next clip, we learn about the potential future exploits in mixed martial arts.
It doesn't get much more pure than that. You know, you're literally in a cage and or a ring. We'll call it a ring. Octagon. The UFC calls it an octagon. And I don't know. I was drawn to it. I've always loved combat sports. I loved boxing growing up, and I did a little bit of boxing for training, and one of my best mates was fighting. So I always loved that.
The potential problem for non-race fans is that this comes so late in the podcast, so many of them might have already been turned away by now. But by the same token, it doesn't really matter, as this podcast is really targeted at F1 fans anyway, particularly as it features one of the warmest and quickest drivers on the current grid. So to summarise, this was a podcast that did a marvellous job of identifying Daniel Ricciardo both as a race driver and as a person. His gentle yet eccentric personality really came across, almost to the extent that Tom Clarkson didn't really need to do much. But he asked him excellent and open questions that really allowed Daniel's shining personality to come through, and also showed an incredible amount of research in the build-up with his peculiar yet impressive knowledge of Daniel's past and his early career, which was refreshing and lovely to hear, and it made for an incredibly enjoyable podcast.